Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We are the Morning Shift at 7:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. There is so much going on in the city of Atlanta this week.
Attaboy.
And if you have opinions about Trae Young and the trade going on, 404-726-0929 is the number to reach out. The phone lines are open. Starting tonight.
Yeah.
Nobody's leaving the couch.
No.
Because we've got college football playoff semifinals, then we've got the wild card round. It's all happening.
I am more excited to watch this round because Alabama's not in it. Like, I don't have to stress. I don't have the stress of getting blown out by 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm pumped to watch the college football playoffs the next couple of days and leading into the NFL. I think it's going to be a fun round. I think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong in saying that everybody's. Maybe outside of Mississippi State fans is kind of rooting for Georgia. Like, that's how I feel. I mean, not Georgia. I'm sorry, Ole Miss.
I was going to say.
No, not that.
Ouch.
Ole Miss is just that. It's the group of kids that you feel like have done dirty. They've been done dirty, and yeah. You would like to see them succeed. And I hate the fact that Lane is bonusing when they win, but nonetheless, I would still like to see that group succeed. Other than that, I don't know of the other three teams who I would want to move on to the next round and actually play in the national title.
Indiana would I can't come to like Kirk Cignetti because I know he's an aloof kind of guy, right? I've heard, you know, enough about him. He's obviously knows what the hell he's doing and he's a winner. But there's something about him that seems disingenuous to me. Disingenuous or whatever the word is. He just doesn't.
Somewhere in there.
He just doesn't seem genuine to me. He seems like he's acting a little bit. Like, I can see him on the sideline, and he's just like the whole thing with the Rose Bowl where he wouldn't smile, and he was just scowling to scowl at times. It just felt disingenuous to me. Just doesn't feel genuine at all in any way. Now, I'm not saying it's not. That's just the way I perceive it.
Sure,
because of his whole persona, like Google me and that kind of stuff, and I get it. I'm not saying he's arrogant at all. That's not what I'm saying. This feels like he's trying to be a little bit more like Nick Saban than he actually is. All that said, I'm absolutely pulling for Indiana because there is no such thing as a Cinderella in college football anymore. It just never was to begin with, really, because Cinderella's never made it, and now when you're paid. But I do think it's cool to see fresh blood in there. And so Oregon has been there. They've had their opportunity. They haven't done it. In Miami, we've seen pay players when it was illegal, and now it's legal. And now they all paid players at one point, but more to the extent. I think the Ole Miss Indiana thing would be just the freshest of fresh blood in there.
Yeah.
And for me, that would be fun to watch. I just don't think I think at the end of the day, you're going to see football play out like it always does.
Yeah.
The two best teams in the trenches, and that would be Indiana and Miami.
It's interesting for me. I was trying to kind of reflect while you were talking about it. And I literally, Kurt Cignetti was on staff when I was in college for 3 years. And I had to kind of ask myself, why am I not pulling for Kurt Cignetti? He is aloof a little bit. He is an interesting cat, right? His persona it's strange. I mean, Nick Saban told the story the other day about how Kurt walks in his office and goes, hey, I'm going to be the head coach at IUP. He's like, I'm sorry, where? What is that? Where are you going? D2? Like, you're going all the way down to IUP to be a head coach? Like, that seems like it's a little bit of a step down. I'm pretty sure it was definitely a salary step down at the time. But, you know, Saban was kind of giving him credit going, hey, he knew what he wanted to do, knew what kind of coach he wanted to be, and that's where he wanted to go. And so it's been kind of cool to follow that trajectory of it. But, yeah, I don't really have a good reason for why I don't look at, you know, Kurt Cignetti and think, oh, I hope he gets it done. I've always kind of felt like that about Kirby, and I've always kind of felt like that about Jim McElwain, and I've always kind of felt like that about every other coach that has come out of that entire ordeal from back when I was in school. You know, all the way to Lance Taylor, who's up at Western Michigan right now. Like, I'm rooting for him. There's a bunch of guys along the line. So it is kind of nice to have a little bit of fresh blood all the way around. You know, Oregon's never won a national title, so that would be kind of cool. But
yeah, but they don't feel, and that's what I was thinking about too when I was talking to him. I was like, they've been there, and they've been a player in the college football game for the last 20.
Yeah, so years. All the way back to Dennis Dixon and
Joey Harrington.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it just feels, but you know, Ole Miss has been. You go back, and I think we think about them a lot more fondly than they actually have been good.
Like the idea that Ole Miss could win a national title before they ever won an SEC title is, I mean, like, you know, since the championship, it's crazy. That's crazy. But here we are. This is what college football is.
Well, and the best place to catch college football postseason action is Twin Peaks. Today, Andy and Randy are getting you ready for the semifinals with a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come on out and enjoy all the eats, drinks, and scenic views as Andy and Randy break down all these semifinal matchups. It's Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks in Buckhead today from 11 a.m. to 2. So yesterday we were hearing reports that the Dolphins had reached out to John Harbaugh about the head coaching position. Yeah. Mike McDaniel, still in place. Now, the Dolphins are saying, wasn't us. Do you believe him?
I think I do. I think that I, because...
What other team would it be?
I said this earlier, that there was somebody on Twitter yesterday that said my money would be on the Buffalo Bills. Yesterday, I theorized that it could be the Green Bay Packers. Because that would, you know, I could see that, you know, the unrest in there with the contract and LaFleur and everything else. But you want to talk about another team that I think would become his preferred destination is if Buffalo straight up was like, hey, we could use you here, depending on what happened in the playoffs this year. You know, I mean, if Buffalo has an early exit, you could see them kind of deciding to go another direction. So I don't know whether or not to believe Miami. Who knows? I mean, like, I don't even believe Mike McDaniel half the time with stuff he says. So who knows with that organization who to believe? But I start thinking other directions.
It's so funny for me because it's so hard to win in the league, and you got a guy like Sean McDermott who's won almost the entire time he's been there. Essentially, now he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and we have people talk about how he's a bad coach, and how he's not good enough.
Yeah,
and you know, it's kind of one of those deals where, well, who's went to the Super Bowl out of the AFC, other than, you know, it's been a lot of Kansas City, it's been a lot of Patrick Mahomes. Now this is a solid year for them to do it, but this is probably, to me, one of the weaker teams they've had in this run. And now that I know they don't have to
go against.
It's
fair to say, yeah.
It's easy to say they don't have to go against. There's no Lamar and there's no Mahomes and obviously all that, but I mean, this is probably the weakest thing they've had because of the situation they're in financially. So, I think I'd take Sean McDermott right now. Now, I don't want him here because I want an offensive-minded coach for what we do.
Right.
But I'm talking about, you know, he's a pretty damn good coach.
Yeah, he'd definitely land somewhere.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Todd Bowles had his meeting with Tampa's ownership, the Glazer family, and apparently he will be getting another season. It will be his fifth, but Todd is expected to make some staff changes.
Yeah, it sounds like to me that when they called John Harbaugh, he told him he wasn't really interested in going down there. And so
You guys should keep Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I'm not going to retire in Tampa anytime soon. The Bruce Arians are out, any of that stuff. No, it's I think that he has to make the playoffs next year, or they're probably going to call it quits because they've had that kind of up and down thing going on, and you feel like you did have a lot of pieces in place to be able to move forward. He has dealt with, and this is, again, exactly why I've had this conversation over the last 48 hours. He has dealt with what? Staff changes and offensive coordinators that have been very good leaving to go take head coaching jobs. It's happened a few years now. So,
and he won three straight division titles.
Exactly. That's why I don't want the up and down with the Liam Cohen and the Dave Canales of the world leaving this organization. I want that guy as my head coach moving forward.
And I got to ask, Raheem Morris has confirmed interviews with Cardinals, Giants, Titans. Do you guys think any of those teams would be a better fit for him?
I believe, and if there's people who are going to roll their eyes, I still believe Raheem's a good coach. You know, everybody's clock management, this, that, and the other, game management. I think that once you start losing, those things amplify themselves. I mean, there was a time where Bill Belichick went for a fake punt on his own, 28-yard line. Things like that happen. I still think, given the right situation, he could be successful. I would be shocked, though, if he did get a third chance at being a head coach in the NFL, given what we've seen through his first two stops. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, for his – because I like Raheem, I hope he doesn't go to the Cardinals.
Right.
That is a dumpster fire. Now, all three of those teams have been organizationally bad. If you want to break it down, I would probably go to the Titans the quickest if I was him, just because you have one thing that you. I'm not giving up on Cam Ward. Okay,
no, me neither.
I think Cam Ward's rookie season needs to be thrown out. Like, I felt Trevor Lawrence's rookie season should have been thrown out. Trevor Lawrence's rookie season, he had to go through the Urban Meyer debacle. And then he went through from Philly, Doug Peterson. And,
yeah.
And if you hear some of the things I heard behind the scenes on Doug Peterson, it wasn't all really about football for him and Karen.
Sure.
And so I think if Raheem went there and maybe didn't take Zach Robinson with him, took an experienced OC, That and I say that because you need someone who's done it, who's taken a young quarterback and developed them.
Agreed.
And that's what we talked about here in Atlanta. It's not like a foreign thing that Cam Ward could be really good. He's shown he can be a playmaker.
It'll be interesting to see where he ends up. Coming up, Trae Young traded. Get your calls in. 404-726-0929. We'll take them next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.